Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we will have the last in the year of 2011. It is related to the topic of oppression. Today we will learn about the children's right over their parents. Actually, every one of us must give thanks to Allah when we are given the good news of a new born baby. Parents should consider their children as being entrusted to them by Allah. That is to say, our children are a trust. Our children are a responsibility. And actually, fulfilling responsibilities is a matter which we will be called to account for by Allah on the Day of Judgment. So, sisters, every one of us must realize these facts. In this life, we are in a test. In that test, we have people in our life as trust. Those people have rights over us. If we fulfill that rights, inshallah, we will be rewarded on the Day of Judgment. If we don't fulfill the rights for the people around us, we will be considered oppressors and we will be punished by Allah on the Day of Judgment. Accordingly, our children are a trust. Those parents who ignore their trust regarding their children, those parents who ignore their responsibilities towards their children, are considered oppressors and they deserve Allah's punishment on the Day of Judgment. Today, inshallah, we will learn about the rights of children in Islam. These are the rights which both parents must fulfill to their children. If they don't fulfill these responsibilities, if they don't give the rights to their children, Allah will punish those parents on the Day of Judgment. As the kids, our children, will complain to Allah from us on the Day of Judgment, they will complain to Allah that they didn't receive the rights from us, the parents. Accordingly, we deserve Allah's punishment. So it is the duty of every father and every mother to learn about the children's rights in Islam, so that inshallah they can fulfill it in the best shape, so that inshallah they will receive the reward of Allah on the Day of Judgment, which is the paradise. Regarding the rights of children in Islam, there are some rights before birth and rights after birth. We will start by the rights before birth. That is to say, the careful choice of the spouse. We must all agree that marriage is the longest journey in our life. So the most important in that journey is to choose the best companion. And the best companion is the rightest companion. The rightest companion will be the one to guide to the right path. The right companion will be the one to help and support during the life trials. The right companion will be the source of care, compassion, mercy and happiness. The right companion is the source of success in this life and in the hereafter. So if we have a question, what is the importance of the right choice of the spouse, the husband or the wife, regarding the kids? Actually, we must learn about the influence of the parents on their kids so that we can realize the importance of choosing the right spouse. Parents have twofold influence on their children. Influence number one is through inheritance, and influence number two is through contact. Regarding the influence through inheritance, we need to know that every child is having his genes from his both parents. The meaning of this is that the child is a combination of the characters of his parents. That is to say, his physical appearance, intelligence, health, or illness are often a result of the inheritance. This clarifies the importance of choosing a healthy, good spouse regarding the inherited characters to the children. Actually, sisters, we must understand that our kids are having half of their genes from the father and half of their genes from the mother. These genes are related to the physical appearance, mentality, health, illnesses, diseases, character. Accordingly, if we notice that one of our children is having hyperactivity, we must check whether one of the parents was suffering from hyperactivity when he was a child or not. Because again, there are some diseases which are genetically transmitted from the parents to the children, or from any member of the family of the parents to the children. Accordingly, actually, it is the duty of both spouses to choose the life companion to be the one who is having a good nature and having a good health. This is the duty of the parents towards their children. Otherwise, the parents will be the source of all the illnesses and the diseases and the bad characters which the children will have through their genes. Number two, regarding the influence of the parents on their children, it is through the contact. Actually, it is the mother who has the first contact with the baby as she supplies him with the food which he needs to grow and have healthy organs. It is the mother who has to take care of her emotional, mental, and physical health so that she can provide the baby with the best circumstances for his normal growth. Smoking, medications, or even depression can affect the baby's growth while they are still in their mother's womb. As soon as the baby is delivered, he and she will be totally, the baby, whether a baby boy or a baby girl, will be totally dependent on their parents to support them with the food, love, care, which are essential for their growth. Again, during the first 5 years of the age of the baby, they are always willing to initiate all the actions which the parents teach them. For example, the way to eat, forms of speech, basic behavior, responses, all are picked up by the children according to the teaching and the observation of the parents. Your children are the mirrors of your manners and behavior. As you are their teacher, so be aware of this great responsibility. Again, the meaning of the above is that when the babies are still young, they have only the mother and the father around them. They are the teachers, and also they are the environment which the baby is living in. Accordingly, it is the responsibility of both parents to be the role model for their children regarding the good manners, behavior, and also the good relation with Allah. So, that of the good spouse is the right of the baby on their parents before his birth. What about the rights of the baby or the rights of the children after birth? Number one in Islam is to choose for them good. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "You will be called out with your names and your father's names on the Day of Judgment, so give nice names to your children." Names are important because the word chosen as a name affects the person who is called with that name psychologically and in many other ways. The effect can be either positive or negative. Moreover, the integration and the harmony between the name and the person affects the people around him too. It is also a truth that names increase the power of self-confidence. Radiallahu anhu narrated that when he had his first son, he named that son Harb. Harb means war. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, came and said, "Show the baby to me. What did you name him?" Ali said that he named his baby Harb. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "No, his name is Hassan." Hassan means good. So this means that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never accepts the bad names for the children, and he always changed these names to good ones. For example, he changed war to good. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the names that are loved by Allah are Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. The second right of the baby of children after their birth is adhan in the baby's ear. It is the sunnah to recite the call to prayer in the right ear of the baby and the iqama to the prayer in his left ear when the baby is born. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have recited adhan to his grandson Hassan's ear. This means that when the baby is born, the father will recite in his right ear, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the call to prayer, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. And in the left ear he will, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, recite the iqama, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala as-salah, qad iqamat as-salah, qad iqamat as-salah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah." This means that the baby, the first words to be actually recited in the ears of the baby are the words related to the belief in the oneness of Allah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. These are the words of the belief of the oneness in of Allah. These are the words of the Shahada in Islam, and this means that he will actually listen to the Shahada which is the proof that he is a Muslim the minute he will arrive to the worldly life. It's a nice act to cutting baby's hair after they are 1 week old and to weigh them with gold coins, giving that amount of money to the poor as charity. When Hassan, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was born, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, told the mother of Hassan, his daughter, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Fatima, to cut his hair and to weigh it and give the money as charity. Also, The right of the children in Islam is that baby boys can be circumcised when they are 7 days old, because the wound will recover faster when the baby is younger. Actually, it is appropriate to circumcise boys beginning from the age of 7 days. Also, it is the right of the children after birth is that parents must sacrifice an aqiqa animal. What is the meaning of aqiqa animal? It means that for a baby boy, 2 sheep must be sacrificed, and for a baby girl, 1 sheep must be sacrificed. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, every child is in pledge for his faith, aqiqah, which should be slaughtered for him on the 7th day. The child's head should be shaved, and he should be given a name. Actually, sister, the most important right for the children over their parents is that they must live in a healthy family environment. This healthy family environment is essential for the mental, psychological, and body development of the children. Love and compassion between the parents will send the signals of tranquility and peace to the child's spirit. These feelings are a must for his growth, stability, and success. The fights between the parents, based on different points of view, based on anger or hatred, are the source of the fear, instability, sadness, confusion, failure of their children. Actually, it is the lack of the feeling of harmony and peace between the parents which is the most important source for the failure of the children, and actually for their loss of their success in their lives. Most of the parents are under the impression that, or they are believing that, when they will provide for their kids the food and the best education, this means that they already fulfilled all their responsibilities towards their children. But this is not the reality. This is not the truth. This is not what the children are in great need of. Children are in great need of the feelings of the harmony and peace between both parents, because both parents are the source of security for the spirit of the children. Lack of the feeling of security is the real damage to the spirit of the children, and the most important source of the feeling of insecurity, which many kids are suffering, the most important source for that feeling is the fights and the problems between the parents. So we need actually to rearrange our duties towards our children. We must know the priorities for our children. The priorities for our children is not the food and the drink and the clothes. The priorities for our children to grow in to grow up as healthy spirits is the nourishment of the spirit, and the nourishment of the spirit is the feeling of love, affection, mercy, compassion between the parents, so that the children will feel that we have a strong family. Our family can protect us. Our family can take care of us. Both our parents are in a good mood. We can have happy time at home. We can enjoy our time with our parents, both parents. But most of the parents, they don't appreciate the importance of having the love and affection between them. They don't realize that they destroy the spirits of their children when they start to fight together or to have problems together. Even if they try to hide these problems from the children, we must always remember that children are having very sensitive spirits, which can pick up the feeling of sadness from the eyes of either the father or the mother. As believers in the oneness of Allah, as parents who are aware of their responsibilities towards their kids, we must follow the rules of Allah regarding the rights of our kids. We must live our marriage as an act of worship to Allah. When both parents will live their marriage as an act of worship to Allah, this means that they will try to follow the command of Allah regarding both parents, regarding having mercy, affection between their spirits all the time. They will try to follow the verses of the Quran which Allah taught us regarding living our life as an act of worship to Allah, and our marriage is one of our most important acts which we must live it as an act of worship to Allah. We will read now from Surah number 6, verse number 162 and 163, to learn the rule of how a believer must live his life. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. Say, my prayers, my worship, my living and my dying are for Allah alone, the Lord of all the worlds. What is the meaning of living our life as an act of worship? This means that we must obey Allah's command, we must look for Allah's pleasure, and we must receive our reward only from Allah. Accordingly, if we want to live our marriage as an act of worship, so we must follow the commands of Allah regarding our spouse. We must actually obey the commands of Allah for the reward, to receive the reward only from Allah. Never to be looking to receive any reward from our spouse. Only Allah is the source of our reward when we will live our marriage as an act of worship. Living our marriage as an act of worship, sisters, means that we will be all the time trying to have the best manners, to have the best values. We will be all the time willing to obey our husbands, or willing to treat them in the best way, willing to take care of them and to take care of our children, not for the sake of a gift, not for the sake of a nice word from our husbands. No, it is for the sake of the pleasure of Allah and the reward from Allah. When the mother and the father, both of them, will live marriage as an act of worship, this means that both of them will try to fulfill the right of the other one in the best shape. This will lead to having both spirits in the best relation together. Everyone will try to give. Everyone will try to forgive, to forget. Everyone will try to treat his spouse or her spouse in the best way. Accordingly, we will have a healthy family environment. We will have a family environment which is full of love, compassion, and unity. And this is the most important right for the kids over their parents. Accordingly, sisters, we must realize that the fights and the problems between the parents are a form of oppression of the children. And Allah the Almighty will question those parents about these fights and about these problems, which may lead to destruction or may lead to damage of their children's spirits. I need here, sister, to focus on the importance of having a healthy family environment for the sake of having good children. Again and again, sisters, you and your husband are the source of having these kids in this life. It is your problem and your husband's problem to have different points of view, but it is not the problem of the kids to pay the price for your different point of view with their father. Let us all the time remember the rights of the children over us as parents. We must always remember that our children are having very sensitive spirits, a spirit which is still insecure, immature, in great need of the good feelings around it. But when we look around and we notice that both the parents, the mother and the father, they always forget that there are children whom they are living with them. They always forget that these children, when they grow up in an environment which is full of hatred, envy, fighting, problems, lying, this actually is the very quick way to the destruction of that kids. So for Allah's sake, I am calling on every mother and every father to remember the rights of their children regarding having a healthy family environment. If you are not happy with your spouse, for the sake of your children, try to remember your children, and for their sake, try to live your marriage as an act of worship of Allah. Get your spouse out of your consideration and consider Allah, consider the reward of Allah, consider the day of judgment, consider that your kids will question you on the day of judgment about their rights. If you remember all of this, inshallah, you will be a good Muslim, a husband or wife, you will be the best parent, and Allah, inshallah, will be the one to reward you in this life when your kids will be righteous ones, and you will be rewarded on the day of judgment because you live your marriage as an act of worship to Allah. The next right of the children of their parents is the good education and discipline. We must believe that the family is the first place where children receive their first education. Education starts in the family. The family is the school in which children are taught the essentials of principles, values, and the teaching of Islam. Education in the family includes the basic information about belief and worship, the basic information about high qualities. We will start with the basic education, basic information about the belief and worship. This means the guidance. Actually, it is the duty of both parents to teach their children the belief in Allah's oneness, to teach their children the rules of the Holy Quran, to teach their children about the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. They must teach their children to start the meals with Bismillah and to eat with the right hand. Gradually, parents must educate their children about prayers, about wudu, washing for prayers, about fasting. This means that the acts of worship must be taught gradually to the children so that inshallah, when they are at the age of 10, they will be able to pray, and inshallah they will be able to fast also. Regarding the Holy Quran, it is the duty of the parents to teach their children the Arabic language, because the Arabic language is the language of the Quran. So they must try to teach them the Arabic language so that they can recite the Holy Quran, and not only to recite the Holy Quran, it is the duty of the parents to explain to their children the meaning of the verses of the Quran so that they can learn the rules of their life from the verses of the Quran, and also they, both parents, must teach their kids about the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the role model for all Muslims, so that inshallah they will grow up with the love of the Quran, the love of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the belief that the Holy Quran is the reference for their life and is the way of their life. This must be taught to the children in steps according to their age and the ability to learn. Regarding teaching the children about the basic information about the high qualities, actually it is the duty of both parents to be the role model for their children. We must believe that actions speak louder than words. So the kids need to watch that their parents respect each other, that their parents avoid saying lies, are avoiding saying lies and breaking promises, that their parents are respecting each other all the time, even if they have different points of view. When the children watch these good manners, they will be affected in a positive way. Accordingly, it will be easy for them to have these manners because they are living in an environment which is both parents are having these good manners. Let us learn more about the high qualities which the parents must teach to their kids. Actually, relate to discipline and control. Children must be to be away from cheating, lying and selfishness. And actually, the Muslim parents must teach their kids that these bad manners are the manners of the shaitan, Iblis. And Iblis is the enemy of the mankind. Accordingly, we must be away from that enemy. We must be away from his manners. Accordingly, the kids will grow up believing that these bad manners, whatever bad manners, are the manners of shaitan, are the manners of their enemy. So they will have the belief that they must be all the time away from these bad manners. Also, the parents must teach their children to refrain from swearing and also not to start to talk before everyone else. Children should be forbidden from wasting time. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "The right of a child over his parents is that he should give him a good name, make his manners good, and teach the Quran." A child should be taught that human being is different from the animals, and that he must control his desires and emotions, like anger, jealousy, greed, and selfishness. It is the duty of the parents to deal with these emotions and help the child to control them. The parents must teach their children the healthy self-esteem. Allah the Almighty said in Surah number 17, verse number 7, لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And indeed, we have honored the children of Adam, and we have carried them on land and sea, and have provided them with the lawful good things, and have preferred them above many of those whom we have created with a marked preferment. This is a proof that to help our children to have a healthy self-esteem. And when we observe kids around us, we will notice that from young age, they always show a desire for respect and attention. Feeling good about oneself always brings peace and happiness. It is the duty of the parents to strengthen the roots of the quality of good self-esteem in the spirit of their children. Actually, sisters, when the child will feel that he is respected by his parents, and he is trusted by his parents, and his parents are having a good feelings towards him. His parents are actually believing that he is having a very good character, and he is a good human being, and he is responsible for his responsibilities. This will encourage him to prove that reality for his parents, encouraging our children through sending to them the message of trust will help them to have a healthy self-esteem. And this will actually all the time encourage them to be always proving that reality for their parents. When I always mention to my daughter, you are an excellent daughter, you are having the best manners, I respect you, I am happy to have you, I am believing that you will never do something bad, I am believing that you are never a liar, I am believing that you can be the best student in the class, I am believing that you are praying in the best shape, I am believing that Allah loves you. When you send these messages of trust, of encouragement to your kids, actually, and respect and attention, this will actually help their spirits actually to grow up in a healthy way, because this will provide them with the dignity and respect. So this is the right of our children. Even if one of our children is not having the manners which we are looking for, because maybe this is his nature, maybe this is, you know, his genes. We don't know why it is always that there is always one of the children who is not well-mannered. It is not actually the response to that difficult situation. It's that we will try, or we will be always mentioning to him, you are not a good child, you are the reality of failure, you will never achieve anything in your life, I feel ashamed to have you as my child, I hope that I didn't have you in my life. All these negative messages will lead to the total destruction of the self-esteem of that child. He will lose hope in himself, and this actually will push him to be more in the wrong way. So actually, let us all be aware of this very dangerous reality. When you attack your child by mentioning to him, he is the worst child in this world, you don't like him, there is no hope in him, this means that you are oppressing that child. You are not giving him the right of that he needs encouragement, he needs support, he needs more understanding. Again and again, sister, children are immature. Children are not aware of all what is around them. So we must always be understanding with them. We must always believe that encouragement and the trust is more helpful for any spirit to be a good one than disencouragement and being anger with that child. For the sake of Allah, for the sake of yourself and your kid, try always to encourage your child, to send for him the message of trust, the message of respect. Try to help him to have his dignity and to respect himself and to have a healthy self-esteem. Actually, sisters, it is one of the forms educating our children is that we must help them to become independent. What is the meaning of this? It is the duty of every parent to teach their kids to carry out personal and public responsibilities, an achievement often appreciated during the early years. What is the meaning of this, sister? To love your child doesn't mean to do their work. For example, a 7-year-old child who is still fed by his mother, a 10-year-old child who never cleans his room. Sister, this is not the true love for our children. The true love is to help them to realize their physical and mental powers and to get accustomed to utilize them as early age as they can. We must all believe that children need to feel that they have responsibilities. We can start this training at the age from 5 years old. We can actually give a responsibility to our child, asking him to clean his room, asking him to adjust his room, form of responsibility. And usually we will increase that responsibility. For example, to help the mother when going out for shopping. Okay, there are a lot of forms of responsibility which we can ask our children to do, and gradually the child will have the feeling of being dependent on himself. This is very important for his growth, psychological growth and mental growth, and this is one of the duties of the parents. Again, sister, one of the rights of the children over their parents is to treat them equally and justly. This means no discrimination between girls and boys. This means no discrimination between the older ones and the younger ones. This equality includes all kinds of interests and offerings, from physical and material things which can be bought and sold to the kisses given to the children. When parents prefer one child on his other siblings, this leads to hatred, jealousy, and envy between them. These feelings will remain in their hearts when they grow up. Nu'man ibn al-Bashir, my father has granted me some of his property. My mother informed Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, about that. So Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, asked my father, have you granted to your other children like this? My father said, no. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, fear Allah, be just to your children. My father left and returned the grant. This is actually, sister, related to materialistic gifts given to children, which must be given equally to all of them. But it is also very important regarding the feelings of love, care, support, compassion, mercy, that this feeling must be shown equally to all children. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, Allah likes us treating our children equally in everything. This means, sisters, that we must be aware that it is the right of every child to be treated the same treatment like the other siblings. This means that we are not supposed to love one more than the others, or to care to one more than the others, or to give presents to one more than the others, because this is a form of oppression to the other kids. And actually, on the Day of Judgment, this will be the source or the way to the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must always consider every child a trust. Every child has a right. Every child has to be treated equally like the other siblings. So, sisters, now we will discuss about the girls, because, or the daughters. There are many Muslim fathers whom they are very happy when they are actually Allah granted them or Allah gave them baby boys, but when they have baby girls, they become upset. This is a form of oppression of their daughters in Islam. And this will be the way of punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must always believe that Allah is the one who is actually granting us the kids, our kids, whether they are boys or girls, they are actually in reality a trust from Allah, which will be questioned about on the Day of Judgment. Instead, we must always learn the hadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, regarding our daughters. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, if one has got three daughters and three sisters and bears the troubles caused by them patiently, Allah will elevate him to the highest level of paradise. A man heard this and asked him, O Messenger of Allah, peace be upon you, will he still go to the heaven if he has got two daughters? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, answered, even if he has got just one, he will go to the heaven. So sisters, this indicates that daughters actually are better than sons, because they can be the way to the paradise for their parents. One of the rights of the children over their parents, they must provide them from halal legal money, halal legal food, drink, clothes. The source of spending in the family must be legal one. This is the right of the children over their parents. Every father must remember that fact. He must remember that it is forbidden for Islam to spend on the family from illegal money, which is haram money. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, warned us many times from the haram money or from the illegal spending. We must always remember this, because actually this is not accepted in Islam, to spend on our children from illegal or haram money. Actually, sisters, at the end, we must always appreciate having children in our life, because our children are an adornment in our life. Our children, if they are righteous, they will be the source of happiness when they are young, and they will be the source of support, mercy and care when they are old. But it is again and again the duty of the parents to take care of their kids, to raise them according to the rules of Islam, to consider them a trust, to leave their marriage as an act of worship for the sake of Allah and for the sake of their kids. Always to remember that on the Day of Judgment, every one of us will be questioned about the rights of our children. Accordingly, let us all ask Allah for His forgiveness for whatever rights which we were not fulfilling for our children. And let us promise Allah the Almighty that inshallah we will try our best to live our life as an act of worship to Him, to live our marriage as an act of worship for Him, to look for the reward only from Him, to follow the rules of Islam regarding all the duties for all the people around us, to try all the time to be away from oppressing anyone in our life, because actually oppression is the way to the hellfire. At the end, I call on Allah the Almighty to accept all our deeds in the year of 2011 for His sake, and to forgive us all our sins, and to shower us with His mercy at the end of this year, and inshallah with the beginning of the new year, and to make it inshallah a good year for all of us, a year that during which we can become more closer to Allah, more obedient to His commands, and inshallah to be a better believer in His oneness. And let us make the dua.